Right now, let's meet Anthony J. Good morning,
Good morning,
Anthony. How are you?
Good. How was the weekend?
Weekend was a busy one. I'm tired because I normally get, you know, Saturday and Sunday to rest up, even though I come into work both those days. But Saturday, we had a big day where we had the, I emceed once again, the Canaan Firefighters Fireman's Parade. We had the Jane Lloyd,
that's right.
The Jane Lloyd Fund. And then on Sunday, a big party for NASCAR Dave, who was a show host here of Hometown Sunday Morning, who is celebrating 26 years of running the Sunday in the Country food drive. And all the major thunderstorms Saturday stayed to the south of us.
Yes. You didn't see any rain at all that March.
We didn't see. We heard thunder, and you could see the dark clouds, but they all stayed to the south of us.
Oh, that's excellent. Yes, they were widely scattered, so we definitely lucked out a little bit with that. Nothing where I was whatsoever, and it was a really nice weekend. And the continuation today, Marshall, you feel that nice air out there, very little humidity, maybe just a little patchy fog here or there, but no problems. And I give today a 10 out of a 10 with the sun, the low humidity, and highs right about where it should be now in late July, about 85 this afternoon. So we can take that, 80s, no 90s. For a little while, but we're going to start to see humidity creep back by tomorrow and Wednesday, and we got the usual, you know, song and dance with those showers and thunderstorms coming back in.
That's by Wednesday, not Tuesday.
I would say, well, Tuesday's a little problematic, Marshall. We could see some showers or maybe towards the end of the day. Not 100% sure though, but Wednesday definitely we will see some thunderstorms and maybe some locally heavy rain. I think tomorrow it's more of a really hit and miss type of thing until maybe the evening.
And then I guess we're going to have a chance of thunderstorms once again all week long after that, like we had last week.
Yeah, no big storms on the map, just some of this moisture coming up from the Gulf of Mexico and being brought up the eastern seaboard. So you're definitely going to notice a sticky air mass, if not by tomorrow, by Wednesday. And then that's going to last through the rest of the week. Wednesday might be the wettest of the days this week. Thursday we might not see too much, but then we get another surge on Friday. And a little early to tell for the weekend, but we might still have a little bit of this showery, tropical kind of a scenario, or it might turn a little bit less humid again towards the latter part of the weekend. But it's pretty much typical summer fare. We're in the dog days of summer now, as we speak.
Okay, so now, speaking about as we speak, this coming weekend, we have the Falcon Ridge Folk Festival, which is happening August 3rd, 4th, and 5th in Hillsdale, New York. That is a very, very, very big event. On Saturday, we have the On the Green Arts and Crafts Fair in Sharon. On Friday evening, we have the Hotchkiss Library, their summer book signing. So there's a lot. So let's break it down right now, looking at Friday evening, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yeah, Friday, I think we're going to be playing again this song and dance with these showers and storms. Tough to time, but I think we have to keep them in the forecast for Friday and Friday evening. So, you know, the typical deal, humid, maybe 4 or 5 o'clock. Some thunderstorms pop up, they weaken, maybe a couple others develop. I think that's how it's going to be for Friday. And then Saturday, we might dry out, we might not, a little early to tell. Got to keep the mention of isolated showers in the forecast. No big thunderstorms, but showers or maybe an isolated storm, but nothing severe in the forecast. And more of the same for Sunday. Looks like it's going to be tending towards dry, but we could still see some of that pop-up action.
All right. So basically, Friday through Sunday, it's typical summertime weather. A thunderstorm every now and then.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think it's going to hamper things too much. We can handle that, I hope.
Well,
I know
well,
we can.
On Friday, they have at the Hotchkiss Library, the setup is unbelievable. There's been years where it's been pouring. They have beautiful tents set up, so if it rains, it still goes on and it's fine. So that's okay. But Saturday at the Sharon Arts and Crafts Fair, of course, we want beautiful summer weather, so people show up to the Druid Crafts Show and Arts Show. And then, of course, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday for the Falcon Ridge Folk Festival, we want decent weather. So it looks like it's just going to be typical summertime weather.
Yeah, so I say live it up because this, you know, summer is, what, about half over now? So I don't
want to say
that. What's happening after.
It's already getting dark in the morning.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it is actually. Just starting to notice it now.
Oh, it stinks.
Yeah, but August is one of my favorite months. It just stretches out. nice long, just it's like time goes slower in August for some reason, it seems like, with those dog days moving in. But yeah, I wouldn't, no worries, just the typical stuff for the, through the weekend.
I hate August because it leads to September, and I hate September even more because it leads to October, which is my birthday month. But then I really hate October because then it leads to November and winter.
Yeah, just kind of September is one of my favorite months because the air is so – we get these days where it's just sunny, clear days day after day until things get worse later on. But I'd say that, August is going to be looking pretty typical to start, I should say.
All right. Well, we remind our listeners we will, starting tomorrow, we have weekend camping tickets and non-camping tickets that we're going to give away to Falcon Ridge Folk Festival. So be listening tomorrow morning beginning at 6 o'clock and see if you're one of the lucky few that can win three-day camping tickets and admission, or just three-day admission tickets to the Falcon Ridge Folk Festival. There you go. All right there. I guess we'll speak to you next Monday, huh?
Gotcha, Marshall.
All right. Have a great week, and we'll also hear on the weekend coming up.
Yep. Have a great week.
Take care. That's Anthony Jay this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio, in for Pat Pagano.